AM 580 is coming to you from Campbell Hall for Public Telecommunication, made possible by a generous grant from Alice and Robert Campbell. It's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading we gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 8:25, up 2 on the open. December, 8:53, up 6. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 7.93 and a half, up 2 and a half on the open. December, 8:18, up 3 and a quarter. March of 2009, 8:38, unchanged. May, 8:49 and a half, down 3 and a half on the open. September corn opened at 5.87, down 2 and a quarter on the open. December, 6.04, down 4 and a quarter. March of 2009, 6.23, down 4 and 3 quarters. May, 6.31 and a half, down 8 and a half. July, 6.44, down 4 and a quarter. December, 6.28 and a quarter, down 2 and 3 quarters on the open. August beans open at 14.10, up a half on the open. September, 14.02, down 3. November, $14, down 3. January of 2009, 14.14, down 5 and 3 quarters. March, 14.29, down 3 and 3 quarters. May, 14.38, up 3 and a quarter. November of 2009, 13.62, down 5 and a half on the open. August soybean meal open at 3.76, down a dollar on the open. September, 3.73, down 30. August soybean oil open at 59.80, down 11 on the open. September, 60.15, down 10. August live cattle opened at 98.30, down 20 on the open. October, 105.30, down 40. August feeders open at 114.60, down 5 on the open. September, 115, down 7.5. August lean hogs open at 78.30, up 72.5 on the open. October, 74, up 65. And July pork bellies open at 64.50, and they were up 30 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, we were hoping that prices were going to stabilize in here for hedgers. And at the beginning of the opening bell, it appeared that maybe that might be the case. But in the first 20 or 30 minutes of trading, we've seen the December corn contract hit a low of 5.95 and a half, below the uptick for the move, which we began way back on May 29th at 5.99 and three quarters. It looks like the bears are still in control.
Dave, we've got a couple, three things going on. You know, there was a lot of people who were trying to talk up the idea of, on the crop progress report last night, of how far behind we are. It was only 34% silking compared to an average of 60%. The bean crop, 45% blooming, 20% behind the average of 65%. And a little bit of worry there, and maybe that we had retraced enough that we could see a little bounce or a little stabilization in here, and that we were back to the levels of pre-flood levels and worrying about that. So seemed that way. But it seems that the fund liquidation is highly outweighing any of those things we just talked about, and that the early frost is still a month away from being able to be any sort of reliability being predicted or even forecast that way. So we're seeing a lot of the large funds run into some monetary problems, and also the talk of sanctions from the CFTC or changing limits and being forced out, that they're doing it on their own. And, you know, they look at the trend change in the charts, and they're definitely down.
In fact, if you look at the technicals in the December, Wayne, it looks like to me that there's not a lot of support between here and maybe all the way back to the March 24th number around 5.13 and a quarter.
That's what the charts say, Dave, and you've got those right in front of you, and that's clearly what they are telling us. I mean, as far as just chart action, like I say, the other thing is here, our export numbers were not very fantastic yesterday. Farmer selling has been extremely slow. And, of course, the Argentine situation changing to them being probably back more in the market and being aggressive. Sellers trying to get some sales made before a new tariff or tax is added by the government down there, because we know that they would like to add some more export taxes down there.
And the RSI isn't really all that extreme at the moment either, is it?
No. I have to agree.
So then if we're a hedger, and let's just talk about the corn. We'll get to the beans in just a second. If you're a hedger in here and you haven't done a lot, and I suppose a few people who were fairly bullish were thinking they were going to go higher and significantly higher and perhaps didn't do a lot of trigger pulling on sales, what do you do on the way down? Are you willing to sit on your hands and wait for a bounce? Does that bounce come? And if so, at what level does it come?
Those are all really good questions, and I wish I had the answers or had the answers very firmly ingrained in my mind. I'm not 100% sure what to say to those, Dave. I think that along the way, hopefully that most of the guys did listen to us when we said that maybe buying some expensive puts was a good idea. We do know there's a lot of people that did not do that and are sitting on their hands wishing and hoping at this point in time. I think that, the University of Illinois stuck out new numbers yesterday saying that it's going to take $529 an acre in non-land production costs to put out a corn crop next year. Can you at $6 figure on paying those sort of figures? And if it still puts you in a profit situation, then somehow we look at some puts or sell some cash or do something. We probably don't go way overboard after this much of a sell-off. We think there will probably be some reaction up, but rallies are probably to be sold rather than bought at the next point in time.
All right, then. Let's turn our attention to the soybeans, where clearly demand is beginning to wane, and I'm hearing that China now openly is looking for supplies from South America.
Well, of course, they're going to say that. They're going to look there. They're going to try to buy as cheap as they can. They are tremendous traders. We're still the most reliable market in the world as far as that goes, but that's one of the things that has set into us. $14 is still not a bad price on beans, Dave, and if we haven't made some sales, why, we're not highly, we are still favorable to the bean market. It is, 20% behind on blooming. We've got some problems, and we should have some good world demand, but I think the world economy is setting in a little bit here. So if you made no sales at all, why, probably a few in here still isn't terrible.
Seems like the fundamentals on the bean market for the bulls is better than the corn at this point.
Oh, by far. Your carryout numbers are different, the tightness of stocks, and looking at how we're looking at things as for buying acres for next year, and especially the costs, like we were talking about, fertilizer costs going up over $97 an acre for corn for next year, and less fertilizer being used, of course, in beans.
This break certainly has helped elevators who had been mailing in these enormous margin calls over the last several months. What does that do in terms of changing the picture of how the producer works with the elevator, if anything?
Well, hopefully it will change the situation that the elevator has some money back available for hedges and is willing to make some cash contracts where maybe they were out of the cash market before for the farmer. And I think that's hopefully is something that can be done and that they can work with their normal customers and to get some things done and locked in that way, because a lot of the farmers have been scared to just outright hedge because of the tremendous amount of capital that might be needed to hold that hedge.
And then let's look at your wheat commentary. A follower at this point still?
The wheat has tremendous strength. We're not quite understanding this, as we've said many times before, but there does seem to be some strength in the wheat market. We don't understand the non-convergence at the end of the July contract and what's going on there, but it does seem like the strength still does seem to be lying in the wheat.
Thank you much, Wayne. You have a great day.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick, September wheat in Kansas City at 823 unchanged. December, 846 and a half down a half. At the Board of Trade, September wheat, 796 up 5. December, 818 up 3 and a quarter. March of 2009, 834 down 4. September corn, 579 and a half down 9 and 3 quarters. December, 598 and a quarter down 10. March of 2009, 617 down 10 and 3 quarters. May, 629 and a half down 10 and a half. August beans, 1406 down 3 and a half. September, $14 and a half down 4 and a half. November, 1406 up 3. January of 2009, 1415 down 4 and 3 quarters. August soybean meal, 377 unchanged. August soybean oil, 5990 down 1. Ed Kieser tells us today across the two-state region in the north and in central Illinois, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms popping up. In central Indiana and the south, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may become severe, highs ranging from 75 in far northeastern Illinois to 90 in the far south. Tonight in the north and central sections, clear to partly cloudy in the south, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, primarily before midnight, and lows ranging from 54 in far northern Illinois to 68 in the far south. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.